Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We are not yet running on empty. We might be by the end of the show. I really like that song, Jackson Brown. But welcome in this morning. We are filling in for the normal host, David Boyle, who had to take a trip today, had an appointment. So
yeah, so
it's Rhett Sifford and Bill Boyle welcoming you in this morning. So welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show.
Glad you're with us. You're on Red Rock 92. It's 101.5 in Moab and 96.1 in Cortez. Voice booming off of Abajo Peak throughout the Red Rock country. Glad you're with us today. Beautiful day. It's a little bit snowy out here now. It'll be interesting to see what happens throughout the day. I think we have, Tim Root just said, we have storms this morning a little bit, but we're in a January pattern, that's for sure.
Yep, it is winter.
Red Rock 92, we also own the San Juan Record. That's our weekly publication and keeps us hopping. And this morning we're getting the paper out the door, so I have a bit of a preview for you. It'll be in newsstands here soon and in your boxes, online at sjrnews.com. You can get an online subscription. And a lot going on. We've got our cover photo.
I'm excited about the cover photo.
Oh, man. Isn't it spectacular? A group of hockey enthusiasts. That did not include Rhett Sifford,
who's
biggest hockey enthusiast I know. They found perfect ice at Lloyd's Lake just outside of Monticello over the weekend, and a bunch came up and played hockey in spectacular ice conditions and an incredible view. And
that picture on the front of the San Juan Record today shows the beauty. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very stunning. Really is beautiful.
Yeah, it's really cool. We don't see that very often here, because usually the lake has snow on it, and once the snow fuses to the ice, it really becomes unplayable for hockey.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mother Nature must have gotten a Zamboni for Christmas and went on Lloyd's Lake and made perfect ice. Anyway, it's a fun photo. And we made it great big, too. It covers the front of the paper. We have a photo of the week every week, but
I think that's the only way we would have wanted to see that one this week. It's real pretty.
Yeah.
It looks really nice up there.
Very, very nice. Our front page stories this week are both the city council meetings. A lot of important work going on in Blanding and Monticello. Making one step closer, they brought power to the Westwater community just west of Blanding last year. And they're working on water now, and the Blanding City Council is clearing more hurdles in this very complicated process to bring water to the Westwater community. And that's our lead story this week. Monticello City Council also had a city council meeting, swore in three newly elected council members, and moved on into the business of the new year in 2024. Other news in the paper, we discussed this on the Red Rock Morning Show, National Park Service facilities in Hite are closed until they get a new concessionaire from the Park Service. A new book by Carol Fredier of Blanding we have it at the San Juan Record bookstore in a book review. Passionate Visions and Sacrificial Children, a remarkable story about the founding of the Rockland Ranch just north of Monticello. We have our ongoing columnists, Mary Kochnauer. She has a nice food story every week, and there's
I'm always hungry when I read her stories.
Wow! Yeah, yeah. In the photo this week, it's ribs. Ribs, and anyway, a lot of good there. Gary Torres, the caveman, who's lived here for 60 years until he moved.
He is a caveman, actually.
Yeah. Until he moved to Tonga.
Yeah.
He's on a church mission in Tonga, and he has a great story about a project they're doing, bringing flashlights to isolated communities on isolated islands in Tonga.
Very cool.
Yeah. No power there, and so these solar-powered lights extends the day. Anyway, it's pretty cool. He's got a great story there. High school sports, of course, just dominates our lives, it seems, this time of year.
Yeah.
We've got a full page of wrestling news. Whitehorse, Monument Valley, San Juan, Monticello Wrestling. Chad Yellow had quite a week last week. He wrestled in the All-Star Duels, and he was named the most valuable wrestler at the North Sevier Tournament.
Yep.
And we've got a photo of Chad holding his little plaque. And
He's featured on the front page of the sports section. Taylor Black for San Juan also wrestled in the All-Star duels last week, too. So,
yeah.
So they had a yellow and a black. Very interesting. It's all about the colors down in Blanding, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is. The Reds wrestle in Monticello.
I know.
The yellows and blacks.
That's right.
Well, very good. And then we have high school basketball. San Juan Broncos, in the midst of their region schedule, they had a split over the weekend. They hosted North Summit and Duchesne.
Yeah, had a great upset win over North Summit, and then maybe a disappointing loss against Duchesne. I know they believed that they could win and probably should have won that game. We talk about that in the story.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
That's right. That's a famous Chris Farley line from the motivational speaker. Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah, living in the van down by the river. Anyways, just a ton going on. Our back page photo is of the San Juan High School wrestling team. They're doing great. They're third in the state in 2A is their ranking right now, and really having some tremendous success. Anyway, that's this week's San Juan Record. You can pick it up at newsstands, get a subscription. We've put a lot of the stories on social media, and got an online subscription at sjrnews.com.
Right on.
So,
all right. Well, we'll take a quick break, and we'll return for more of the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you joined us. Stay with us.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize and save hundreds on your car insurance. But what to buy with those savings? Yep, I bought a sound effects machine.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get deals on what you need during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Right now, save $250 when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch sliding miter saw and adjustable stand together. Plus, save $710 on an LG kitchen suite and earn three times the bonus points on all LG appliances. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts of any. Valid 115 to 126. Subject to change.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Rhett Sifford filling in for David Boyle this morning at the board, and Bill Boyle is the host this morning as he's going to lead us through some news around the communities, Moab and Cortez coming up.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on in our area.
There is. We have breaking news out of Moab. This is from Sophia Fisher at the Times Independent. The city of Moab had an annual strategic planning retreat last week and decided it's now time to push to re-implement the property tax in Moab. 2024 marks 3 years from the city's last aborted attempt to revive its property tax, which had been set at 0% since 1992. So that is over 30 years. There's been no property tax in Moab, but apparently the city council has decided it's time to re-implement that property tax if they can get it approved. Councillor Luke Wojnarowski said, "This really is our last option on the table for putting us in a better position to meet a lot of the demands our residents are asking." The city plans to launch a concerted public outreach effort in March. We'll schedule town halls alongside mandatory public hearings to engage residents, get feedback. The final city council vote will occur in September. So this is in a strategic planning event on January 12th that the city decided this may be a strategic direction that we should pursue. Top of the list is Moab's laundry list of deferred maintenance projects whose costs far exceed what the city could afford with its existing revenues. So City of Moab hoping to implement a property tax, a tax that has been set at 0% for the last 32 years. So that's important news coming out of Moab and good reporting there by Sophia at the Times Independent. Also have another story that just has coming out of Southwest Colorado. The Four Corners Free Press, which recently celebrated its 20th anniversary, is going to close. The alternative monthly based in Cortez that served up award-winning coverage, a wide range of editorial voices, and even a popular police blotter, or particularly a popular police blotter. Yeah. That was can't miss there.
Yeah.
They'll publish their final edition this coming weekend, ending a 20-year run and becoming another casualty in the decline of rural print journalism. Co-founder and editor Gail Binkley pointed to rising printing costs and loss of advertisers during the pandemic as factors in the decision to close the paper that she owned along with her husband David Long and Wendy Mimiaga. She added they've been operating on a shoestring, but that the economics finally became untenable. It really hasn't been viable for a long time, said Binkley. We made just enough money to scrape by every month. We like doing the paper. We've been doing it basically without paying ourselves for a while, but it's just getting more and more difficult to do. So the Four Corners Free Press, it's always, the free press cost 50 cents. You paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that was interesting that the free press was
not free. I wonder if they considered just going online, but I mean, obviously you can't, you know,
yeah,
we don't live forever. So,
well, and believe me, I've lived the last 30 years in the print journalism business, and it is a tough business, and you can see it by the casualties.
Yeah.
In the wake of changes in the economy and how information is distributed.
Yep.
Frankly, Red Rock 92, this radio station and other efforts have allowed us to stabilize the newspaper business, and we're one of the few standing. Cortez Journal, Times Independent, a few independent publications. But anyway, so the Four Corners Free Press will have its final publication in its 21st year of publishing in this coming week, in this coming month. So that's kind of a sad day.
Yeah.
They did a good job. And again, that police blotter was just can't miss.
Classic.
Yeah.
Maybe they should publish a book with all the history of those.
Like, yeah, it was well written and very funny and very entertaining. And those police blotters meet an important need, I think. People need to be aware of what's going on in the community. We have our felony court report that in the San Juan Record, and that's just critical to know. The loss of rural journalism outlets is really something that is a loss to the communities.
Yep.
And anyway, so we wish Gail the best of luck in her retirement.
Yep.
I didn't look for this, but I noticed that she's 67 years old, so retirement age, and hope she has a wonderful retirement. And
she may go travel the world now, not just the Four Corners, I guess.
Rides off into the sunset, yeah. Well, very good. We have a number of funeral notices we like to mention here on the Red Rock Morning Show. Graveside services for Inez Carter, age 83 of Cortez, are Friday at 2 p.m. at the Cortez Cemetery. Funeral services for longtime Cortez area resident Chandler Chan Chaffin, Age 80 will be held on Friday at the Lewis Areola Community Center. There'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez at 10 a.m. on January 20th, that's Saturday, at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Empire Street in Cortez. She passed away in November, so it's a delayed memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans. There'll be graveside services for Mike DeRozier of Monticello on Friday, January 26th, so that's next Friday, at 1 p.m. at the Monticello Cemetery. On the same weekend, services for Angeline King, age 92, of Monticello, are Saturday, January 27th at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Monticello. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
All right. Well, we've got Today in History coming up. We've got What Silly Day or What National Day Is It?
Oh, it's a good one today,
too. So that'll be right around the corner. Stay with us. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Now is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales events. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab. Doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one, too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's a strange voice today. Normally you'd hear David Boyle in this position, but it's Rhett Sifford filling in as David had an appointment he had to attend today. Bill Boyle is sitting across the desk from me. He's a normal voice that you hear on the Red Rock Morning Show.
He's David's voice.
He's not
voice.
Normal. Maybe he's not normal. He's David's voice. That's awesome.
We've got two different voices today. People quite often comment how similar David and I's voices are.
So. I don't know. I can totally tell the difference between you guys. Maybe you guys have lived with each other enough. Do you get that from Linda?
Every once in a while, I think, did I say that or was that David?
That's funny. No. Reed and I, my brother and I, sound just alike on the phone. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's kind of maybe the same that you two on the radio or on the phone.
Well, and we hear it from from listeners, too, that it's hard to tell you apart at times.
That's funny because I can
always
tell.
I'm the witty, insightful one.
That's right.
David's the straight man in this combination.
That's right.
Our lead-in music was Dreams by the Cranberries, 1992.
It's wow, that was awesome quick work. Song. Quick work,
yeah.
Bill.
The number one song on this day in 1984, so 40 years ago today, was Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes.
I was trying to pull that up, but no,
Rhett
I was not able to.
Rhett offered to sing it, but yeah.
Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Wow.
There you go.
That's cool. That's an octave higher than I'd be able to reach. That's good work.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
The British progressive rock band's first and only single to reach number one in the United States. But that's an awesome song.
That's funny to me that they're considered a progressive rock band because they played pop music. Obviously, they're on our station.
But not much. It's the first and only single to reach number one. So I don't know what the clinical definition of a one-hit wonder is, but this could be it if it's their only number one. But
well, that's weird. They have so many good songs. They're awesome. I love Yes. Yes.
Yes, you do.
Sorry.
On this day in 1893, the Hawaiian monarchy was overthrown.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a historical day today.
That's a deep cut there.
On this day in 1961, Dwight D. Eisenhower was given his farewell address after two terms as president, and he gave this speech that warned that the United States must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. So introduce this phrase, military-industrial complex. He felt that if it was left unchecked, it could undermine American democracy. So that's kind of a historic day on this day in 1961.
Yeah.
On this day in 1977, Gary Gilmore was executed by the state of Utah.
Really?
10 years earlier, there'd become this de facto ban on execution as cruel and unusual punishment. So this was the first execution in many years. I remember when Gary Gilmore was executed by the state of Utah.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it told us about the day. I'll tell you about today. Today is Benjamin Franklin Day. It's the anniversary of his birth in 1706. Franklin was a notable polymath, which is someone who can do a little bit of everything.
Polymath. Okay, interesting word. That's a new word.
Jack of all trades. But here's the deal, is he probably would have come up with a better term than a polymath. He was a poet, politician, scientist, writer, journalist, diplomat, statesman, inventor, political philosopher, printer, publisher. He did a little bit of everything.
Wow, for sure.
Yeah, bifocal lenses and as a kid he invented electricity, but no, he discovered electrical properties by flying a kite with a key on it and really remarkable life.
That is a true thing. That's not a legend. That actually.
Yeah, he ran experiments with metals up in the clouds.
Hanging
and discovered,
on his kite.
Yeah, hanging onto his kite.
I knew that was always a legend. I just wanted to make sure that was true.
Franklin
history.
Stove, bifocal lenses, started public libraries, started community fire departments. He was just a brilliant man.
Well, yeah, when you're playing with lightning, I guess you need to found the fire department as well.
I wonder what was first.
How did he found the fire department? Give me some water.
Yeah, it was like, those experiments I just did, we need to deal with that.
My house is on fire.
He's best known for co-drafting the Declaration of Independence, one of the most important founding figures of the nation. He's also the only founding father who signed all four key documents that laid the foundation of the U.S., So, Benjamin Franklin Day, pretty awesome day.
Impressive. And polymath is definitely a band name.
He was a poly? Oh.
Polymath.
That's my kids came home from with math assignments, and man, this is polymath. I can't understand this.
Yeah.
I let my kids know I would gladly help them with their math homework in August.
There you go.
After that, I was out.
So if my kids ever need help with math, I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, I can't help you. That looks like polymath to me.
That looks like polymath.
So,
and they'll say, man, dad is not a polymath.
It's closely related to Common Core math, too.
Yeah. It's poly. Happy birthday today to Steve Harvey, Kid Rock.
Wow.
Kid Rock is 53.
Don't tell me how old Kid Rock
53,
is.
53, kid named Kid.
Yeah, well.
Jim Carrey is 62.
Wow, Jim Carrey's older than Kid Rock, okay.
Yeah. Susanna Hoffs, who's the lead singer of the Bangles, is 65 years old today.
That's good trivia there. We could have given away a prize for
Susanna
that.
Susanna Hoffs, I had a major league crush on her in, in the 80s.
Nice.
Mick Taylor, guitarist for the Rolling Stones, is 75 today.
Yeah, those guys.
Of course, Rolling Stone magazine, I think they have a contractual obligation to name one of the Rolling Stones as one of the 100 greatest guitarists.
Hmm.
So Mick Taylor.
Amazing.
Betty White would be 102 years old today.
Yeah.
She passed away in 2021 at the age of 99. Boxer Muhammad Ali was born on this day in 1942. Cassius Clay was his name at birth and changed it to Muhammad Ali. Greatest boxer of all time. I can say that with a straight face, even though it may not be true, but I'll claim it.
There you go.
For him. He died in 2016. He was, I don't know if he's the greatest boxer, which he was, but man, he was one of the greatest speakers of all time. A couple of Muhammad Ali quotes.
Yeah.
It isn't the mountains ahead of you that wear you out. It's that dang pebble in your shoe. Pretty wise.
Though. Yeah.
And a man who views the world the same at age 50 as he did at age 20 has wasted 30 years of his life.
Hmm.
That's Muhammad Ali.
And the way you read that, I could hear his voice saying it. I can.
That was David.
Nice.
James Earl Jones, speaking of voices, he's 93 years old today and still going strong. He's a tremendous actor.
That's amazing.
Voice talent. He's won 3 Tony Awards, 2 Emmys, a Grammy, and an honorary Academy Award for Lifetime Achievement. So he's an EGOT, winning all 4 of those.
And did you know when he was young he had a speech impediment?
Wow.
And he became famous for his voice.
Incredible voice.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about range. He was Darth Vader, of course.
Yeah.
And he was Mufasa on The Lion King.
Yep. I don't know if you remember, was it the 80s or 90s? He was, this is CNN.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
he did that.
And quite often, I guess imitation is the highest form of flattery, but you hear who sounds like him voices all the time.
Mm-hmm. And nowadays, of course, they could do AI and you never know what you're listening to, but yeah.
Aw, don't ruin it.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones, 93 years old. That's pretty awesome. Local birthdays today to Dustin Randall and Jonathan Redd. Missed a birthday yesterday for Destiny Bingham.
Does that mean that she did not have the birthday? Now that you mention it, now she can turn
it. She had a whale of a birthday, and the day after, we are going to mention it. So.
Okay, good deal.
Happy birthday to Destiny and Dustin and Jonathan. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, we got a bunch of sports to talk about in the next segment. We've got the job fair right now, so stay tuned for that. And again, we'll return with the sports segment right after this on the Red Rock Morning Show. It is Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County still has a number of openings this winter, including a light equipment operator in the North District and a sheriff's deputy also in the North District. Part-time positions include a community marketing coordinator, a Bluff Senior Center aide, and a Blanding Library assistant. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teachers' assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
San Juan County is conducting a housing assessment and needs to hear from you. This is your chance to voice your opinions about housing costs and availability in San Juan County. Be sure to attend one of the 5 meetings that are scheduled this month. These public meetings will be held in Monticello, LaSalle, Bluff, Blanding, and Monument Valley during the last week of January. For more information and to RSVP, visit the San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Services Facebook page. That's facebook.com/San Juan EDVS.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with a Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug after Christmas sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
And Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize and save hundreds on your car insurance. Ah! But what to buy with those savings? Yep, I bought a sound effects machine.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get deals on what you need during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Right now, save $250 when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch sliding miter saw and adjustable stand together. Plus, save $710 on an LG kitchen suite and earn 3 times the bonus points on all LG appliances. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros.
Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts of any. Valid 115 to 126. Subject to change.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I keep wanting to say and stream Utah.live, but that's not that was the weird and awkward exit a couple segments ago. Red Rock 92. Yeah, there you go. So, but we're not on stream Utah.live right now. We were last night though for a little bit of Monticello and Grand County basketball.
Yeah, two local rivals, the Monticello Buckaroos and the Grand County Red Devils faced off in Monticello. Grand had a big win, 72-44 was the final score. Grand looked good. They're 3-1 in region play. They have a great big game coming up this week against San Juan.
Yeah, that'd be another local rivalry. That will be fun. I'll be there for that one.
Some local and regional implications.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's weird. The region doesn't hold the weight that it used to. That used to determine the playoff seeding, the region standings. So winning a region championship used to be pretty important. Now with the RPI, everybody's lumped into one group, 1A or 2A.
Yeah, and we need to get over that too. You know, the region is the group that you compete with all the time, and that region championship needs to mean something regardless of implications.
And I think, and I don't mean to misspeak, I think it does mean something to still win the region championship. But as far as playoff seeding goes, of course,
yeah,
it doesn't hold the weight that
yeah.
it used to.
But. I mean, we've turned over all our thinking to an AI,
yeah.
basically, is what we've done.
That's what you said last segment. Don't ruin it.
yeah. But, yeah. Boy, I tell you, the Devils, they were led by Lane Berry, the big man in the middle, 14 points. Wyatt Toney, he hit a three-pointer last night that would make Damian Lillard blush. Wow, it was deep. He is a sharp shooter.
Yep.
He had 10. Trake York had 7. Kalen Bowden 8. Tatum Biscoe and Jackson Carroll each had 7. A lot of scoring for the Devils. For the Buckaroos, they were led by Curtis Bunker, who had 19. Mason Atwood had 14. Anyway, a big win for the Devils. And, you know, you get these breaks from region play and fine-tuning break and so forth. It was interesting to see the Red Devils beat the Buckaroos by 50 in their first game of the season. And so 28 almost cut that in half. A loss is a loss. But anyway, saw some good things. Saw some great things last night. The Monticello Buckaroo class of basketball team of 1994, 30 years ago, won the state championship, and they had a reunion last night.
That's the year I graduated high school.
That was the year you graduated and most of these players. And, boy, they came from far and wide. There were 12 members of that team that were in attendance in addition to the two coaches.
So they're still alive. That bodes well for me.
Man, we were joking that maybe they should play in the second half. But I'm going to say this very delicately. I don't know if they're in playing shape.
Okay.
But, yeah. Anyway, it was great to see them. I resemble
that remark.
Yes, you do. just incredible to see these players. Chad Tracy, Melvin Cowboy. He had lots of names, but Chad Tracy was there. He played D1 ball for Idaho, and he was just this big force in the middle. Curtis Black was the brains of the team. He wasn't able to attend. He's a doctor who lives in Oregon, and the plane iced up on the runway in Portland. So he was not able to
seriously.
Attend. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Brad Bunker, who lives here in Monticello, is the San Juan County surveyor. He was there. Tanner Dowell, who lives in Monticello, he's an engineer, but during COVID, he moved his family to Monticello, and they're still here.
There you go.
With their other businesses and homes elsewhere.
Okay.
Mike Black was here. Steve Freestone came from Florida. I mean, they came from all over the place.
Wow. That's
Chad Tracy
cool.
lives in Idaho, but. A big group. Mark Hugentolber was the coach. He's in central Utah, and he came over. And
wow.
Bruce Adams was an assistant coach. And anyway, it was a great evening and fun to think about 30 years ago, this incredible state championship. Monticello was they did a realignment the year before and moved them up from 1A to 2A for this group. But they, okay, we'll go to 2A and win it all. And sure enough, they did in their first
Wow.
Their first foray into 2A, the Monticello boys won the state championship.
Well, sounds like that was a fun, big reunion. Did they give them any gifts or anything, like cans of Ensure or anything like that?
Oh, man. You know, you always think of these ideas a minute too late, Rhett. No,
sorry. I mean, this is my group. You know, I mean, I didn't graduate from Monticello. Obviously, I was about as far away from here as you can be when I was in high. Well, not really. I was in the St. Louis area, but yeah, those are my guys. So I can make fun because we're all the same age, I guess. So.
there were a few connections on the current team. Ryan Young is an assistant coach,
mm-hmm.
and Curtis Bunker is the heart and soul of the current team. And anyway, there were a few connections there, and that was nice.
Cool.
Good feeling in the gym. And man, whenever anyone comes into town in January to Monticello,
yeah,
it's either for a funeral or a celebration. It was a celebration last
night.
There
you go. Well, Grand County with the win is 10th. I mean, they were the Utah RPIs haven't really been updated as well as Colorado today, but the Grand County boys 8-9 on the season now. They were ranked 10th coming into that game last night, and they haven't really updated that. The girls also victorious last night over Monticello for Grand, and that one was played in Moab. And that was a 57-27 final. The Grand County girls are also in the top 10 of their 2A RPI standings. They're 8th with a 7-3 record. For Monticello, both of those teams obviously down in the 1A. The boys are 16th with a 3-10 record now after the loss to Grand last night. Monticello girls 16th with a 2-7 record on the season. We had some other games, of course, last night. Green River boys, they only have a boys team this year, and they beat Altamont 63-45. And let's see, I think they're pretty decent so far this year. Yeah, they're the top boys team among our local teams. They're 11th with a 9-5 record. And the record is updated there, but the standings, I think, were where they were coming into that game. Let's see. We had the San Juan girls playing at Whitehorse last night, and Whitehorse swept that season series. They beat the girls both times, so Whitehorse 64-44 last night, victorious. The Whitehorse girls are in 7th in the 1A RPI. They're 10-4 now after that win over San Juan. The San Juan girls struggling a little bit this season. They're 16th with a 3-11 record. Over in Colorado last night, the Nucla girls beating Ridgeway 44-41. And Nucla is pretty good over in Colorado. Well, I thought they were. I guess they're not. They're 31st. I mean, they've got a 5-6 record, but I've said this numerous times, and Colorado being ranked 31st is kind of like being ranked 12th or 11th in Utah, because they have almost 60 teams in their rankings, where over in Utah it's only about, you know, 15-18. So just kind of taking a glance, that's all the basketball scores from last night that we had. The Nucla boys did play versus Ridgeway as well last night, but I haven't gotten a score on that one. They haven't posted it. But just kind of glancing over the RPI, we've got some pretty good teams. And let's see, the top teams right now, we mentioned Grand already. Those are the top teams in our area in the 2A rankings. For Colorado in the 2A, Mancos boys are 17th with a 4-2 record. The Mancos girls are up to the top 5. They're in 4th with a 6-2 record. Let's see. The Nucla boys, that's who I was thinking of. So it depends on what they did with Ridgeway last night. But they're 5-3, ranked 24th in the boys 1A in Colorado. So a 5-3 record. They're obviously a couple weeks behind the Utah teams. But a 5-3 record a couple weeks ago in Utah would have put you, you know, in the top, probably the top 5, top 7. So that kind of gives you an idea. But in Colorado, they're only 24th. And the Dove Creek girls are the top team in Colorado for the 1A. They are 10th, so they're in the top 10 with a 6-2 record. So that's a pretty decent record. But, of course, the big girls team that we've been talking about this year, the Monument Valley girls, are still ranked number 1 in the 1A RPI for Utah. They have a 12-1 record now. I'm just trying to see. They've had a kind of light schedule lately. They're not going to play again until Friday, and that's going to be a matchup that we're going to have here on our airwaves on StreamUtah.live, and a mixture of the radio, because we've got San Juan playing at Grand that night. But the Monticello boys and girls are going to be hosting Monument Valley that night, so that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the Monument Valley girls are so good, and frankly, the Whitehorse girls are ascendant too. Last week, they scored 100 points against Monticello, and that's in a 32-minute game.
Yeah,
if you, I noticed that the Utah Jazz tied a team record. They scored 154 points in overtime in a game last week. But if you take the 52, because it was overtime, it was 52 minutes that they played.
Yeah.
They scored 154 in 52 minutes. If you applied the same amount of time to Whitehorse's scoring rate, they had scored 162 points. I mean, that's incredible to score that many in a high school game, and that's using platooning too. So
yeah, you know, the stat line that, you know, David wrote that story in the San Juan Record this week, and you can see that he just kind of, it's like three paragraphs of girls who scored in that game for Whitehorse. So they spread it around for sure. We had some wrestling last night in our area, and Dove Creek hosted a try with Norwood and Dolores in town. So it was all our local teams, and Dove Creek won, very appropriately enough, their home try. They beat Dolores 28-18 and beat Norwood 30-24. And in the other matchup, Norwood beat Dolores 30-21. Montezuma Cortez wrestling team was hosting Bayfield last night, and they lost to the Wolverines 38-21 in that duel. So tonight we're pretty light. We've got another, it's a big one around here. Art Adair and I'm assuming Anthony Bayless are going to be on the air tonight on StreamUtah.live. They're going to be broadcasting. Well, it's not broadcasting, it's video streaming, but it was originally billed as a quad, but there's going to be six teams in Monticello tonight. Dolores, Grand County, Monument Valley, San Juan, and Whitehorse, all visiting the Buckaroos for a big wrestling event at Monticello High School tonight. So that should be a lot of fun, and again, that's going to be on StreamUtah.live. I know the wrestling starts at 6. I think Art said that the stream is going to start at 6 also, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Maybe just check in at 5:30 and then 6 if you don't see it.
Yeah, it should be a great evening.
But yeah, that's going to be a fun evening of wrestling tonight. And that is the only event among our local teams that I have on the schedule tonight. A lot of times things get moved around and I don't know about it until too late. But as far as I know, that's all that's happening tonight. So,
well, very good. Last night in the NBA action, our local teams had a couple of thrilling games. The 76ers pulled away in the fourth quarter to defeat the Denver Nuggets. Jokic had 25, Embiid had 41, so battle of the big men in the middle, a big win for Philadelphia. And the Phoenix Suns were behind by 22 in the fourth quarter, came roaring back to defeat the Sacramento Kings, 119-117. Anyway, an incredible comeback victory for the Suns last night. Tonight, the only local team that's going to play are the Utah Jazz. They'll take on the Golden State Warriors at 7 o'clock in Salt Lake City. So that's it for the NBA.
There you go. Yeah, just continuing the regional report here, a little bit of hockey and a couple games last night. Of course, the Colorado Avalanche coming off a Stanley Cup win recently, and they beat the Ottawa Senators 7-4 last night. And the other game among our regional teams was it's Arizona Coyotes now. It used to be Phoenix Coyotes, but it's Arizona losing to Calgary 3-2. And I would lump the Vegas team into our regional as well.
There's a fourth team too. Night, so they played at Lloyd's Lake.
That's right. The team that played at Lloyd's Lake. Yep. Check that out on the front of the San Juan Record this week. Beautiful photo for sure. It looks neat. Looks like winter. Well, I guess that's it for the Red Rock Morning Show this morning. I think we did okay. David off having an appointment today, so we wish him well. And it's been Rhett Sifford and Bill Boyle filling in for him today.
Yeah, and I want to thank our resident polymath, Rhett Sifford, for filling in,
nice,
running the board today.
And now when you say that, I know that's not an insult. Before today, I might have been like, what'd you call me?
Wait a minute. We'll be back tomorrow and every weekday morning at 9 a.m. on the Red Rock Morning Show, redrock92.com, 101.5 on your FM dial in Moab, and 96.1 in Cortez, 92.7 everywhere else. Thank you for joining us.
All right, we traditionally end the show with America the Beautiful, and I've got the U.S. Navy Band queued up, so they're going to send us off. Thanks for listening today to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Spacious sky.
who more than self our country loved. Steve.